Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin this week's Parashas Vayera. Okay. Rabbi, Rabbi, please, can we have the Quorum, please? Okay, this week is Parashas Vayera. Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloni Mamre. I'm not sure if I told this to you this week. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. In any event, I will repeat this. Is the Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloni Mamre, who Yoshev, Pesach, Elk, Lichem, Ayom, Vayisna, Vayav, Yinei, Shloisho, Anoshim. Three men appeared, Nitzavim Olav, Rashi, who are the Shloisha Anoshim. Shloisha Anoshim, Rashi says, were Malachim. Okay, let me read you a few words. Over here, Echel Levaser as Sarah, the Echel Lehavich as Sedan, the Echel Lerapos as Avram, Shein Malach Echad Oise Shtei Shlichuyos. First, Rashi says, what does Rashi say over here about the Malachim? Pesach oil kechoy mayoyim, hoitzek kodesh baruch hucham min artiko, shlo latrichoy v'orchim ulfi shereu mitzta'er shola shlo hoyu orchim boim, hevi malochim elov bidmus anoshim. So when it says here in the pasuk shloisha anoshim, it's not to be taken literally, it means there were three malochim. Last week's parsha, Hagar, she goes out into the desert,
An angel?
How many angels appear to her?
No.
Chazal say it's a fairish in the middle. Fairish is, I don't think, I'm not sure Rashi says it.
It says it twice.
Says in the Medrash clearly that every time it says Vayomelo Malach Hashem, it was a different Malach. And in other words, four Malachim appear to Hagar. Let me read you the words of the pasuk. Okay, it says in the story of Hagar. Okay, v'sorai eishes Avram lo yod olav lo shivcha mishmo Hagar. Vayoymer Avram el sorai hinei shivchasech biyodech asilo atoy beinoich. Vate'anecha sorai, vate'vrach lipunecha. Vayimtso'o malach Hashem. Al ein hamayim b'midbar al ha'ayin b'aderech v'yomar. The malach said, Hagar shivcha asrei, ein mizeh vos v'onos elechi. V'atoymer b'bnei Yisrael givuti yonich yibarachas. Next malach. Malach number two. V'yomer lo malach Hashem. It keeps on repeating. So the Medrash says this. Could we Rashi also mention this? I'm not sure. I don't think so. V'yomer lo malach Hashem. Shuv yol givirtech v'hisari tachas yodech. Number three. Vayomer lo malach Hashem, harbo arbe ezarech velo yisafer meroif. Vayomer lo malach Hashem, hino choro violadet bein, vikoros shmoi yishmoel kishma Hashem el onyech. What happened? Four malachim, and she goes on to say, al kein koro laber be'er lachai roich, hine v'kodesh. Why? Because V'atikoshem Hashem hadover elecha ato kel ro'i ki amro hagam haloim ro'i si achare ro'i. I see malachim even here. I'm used to seeing malachim in the home of Avraham, but I'm not going to expect that they will come to me out here in the desert. Even here, four malachim appear to Hagar. Hagar, Shifcha, four malachim. Avraham, this week's parasha, only gets three. Only gets three malach. Vayeri love shloisha anoshim. And guess what? They don't even look like malachim. All the glamour of a malach coming to you, you don't even have the, you know, all the...
Because Avram was so great.
You only get three, and they don't even look like malachim. They look like people. What nechle now? Okay, I'm just thinking out loud over here. I mean, tonight, when you come home from shul tonight, how many malachim are going to greet you of Neir when you go from shul tonight? How many malachim are going to go home with you tonight? Two malachim. Me and David. One to protect you, and one to beat you up. Two malachim. Two malachim greet a person when he comes home. What are we? What are we, chopped liver?
Yes.
Hagar gets three. Avram gets four. Avram gets three, and we get two. Next week's parasha. Eliezer, Eliez going to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. So Avram says to Eliez, Eliez, listen, don't get worked up. Hashem who yishlach malochoi lefonech. Hashem will send one malach. Wait, let me say my piece. Who yishlach malochoi lefonech. One malach. This is shidduchim.
How many malachim did Yaakov when he came back?
From the ladder?
When he came back from Lava.
Maybe two. Going up. Malachi Elokim, Malachi Oilim the Yardin Ball. Very good. Two. Malachi Elokim, Oilim the Yardin. One going up, one going down. I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's not important. Okay, so maybe four. Okay, but they were switching. They were it's two, but that's two. Oilim the Yardin. So Oilim is two going up, two going down. Only had two at a time. It was a change of the guards, it was a new shift. So you'll get very good. Oil in the Yardim. So Yaakov Avinu, even better. Forget about us Friday night. Yaakov Avinu only had two malachim. Very good. Gvaldik. Oil in the Yardim Bo.
The medrash from that it's these same two malachim. Because that's why it says Oil in the Yardim.
Okay, there's a different drush, yeah. a different mark. But so far, let's review what we have so far. Hagar gets four. Avram gets three. Yaakov gets two. Friday night, we also only get two. When Hashem sends Yitzchak, Lot, the Lot, L'chayra two, Lot also two, okay? Shaduchim, next week's parasha, who yishlach malochoi lefonech, one malach. When Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they worship the eagle. You worship the eagle, I'm not coming. I'm going to send a malach. And Moshe says, you send a malach? We ain't going nowhere. But I'll send you one malach. So that never happened really. So let's put that aside. Let's talk about what really happened. Shidduchim, Eliezer. Who yishlach malachoy lefonecha, Hashem will send the malach in front of you to seek out a zivug hogun for my son Yitzchak. Then there's the best. The best moment in Jewish history was Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'yavarti bi'eretz, Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy shaliach, Ani v'loy sorof, Ani hu v'loy acher, zero, no malachim, Ani v'loy malach, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The less, the better. The Musa Haskell is the Klal Yisrael, the moment of Geula, the moment of Geula, Yitzias Mitzrayim, this which foreshadows Maisa Avay Simon Lebanim, the coming of Mashiach, no Malachim. It's no kunst, it's no Gedula to walk around and be surrounded by Malachim. That's not what this world is about. The goal is you and Hashem. Hagar, do you know why she has four malachim? Because she's not at home with Avram. Avram doesn't need four malachim. He only needed three. Yaakov Avinu only needed two. Okay, I don't know the significance of Yitzhak, why Yitzhak, but you see, the point I want to make is, you see, it's not a complete var, it's a half-baked var, but you see throughout Tanakh, there's a different number of malachim given to different Ishei HaTanach. And it's not to be ignored that the ultimate is where Hashem says, Ani v'loy malach. The ultimate goal is zero. Because this is not a world of hocus pocus. We're not here to focus on the mystical, the exotic, the intangible. We're here to live a very practical, real life. And the more real, the less malachim, the more real, the more practical, the more we can.
Two malachim have more power than one malachim.
What? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Look at this observation. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And when is it zero? It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. The moment that we became who we are, when Klal Yisrael was established, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mashal, Maisa Avos, similar banner for the Geula Hasida of the coming of Mashiach, where it's Ani Viloy Malach. We don't need this whole entourage.
Was it four Malachim or was it the same Malach going back and forth?
No, the Medrash says explicitly four different angels. The Pasuk says, Vayomer lo Malach Hashem, Vayomer lo Malach Hashem, four times. If you were writing a paper and you would write Vayomer lo Malach Hashem four times, you'd get an F. Why are you writing Vayomer lo Malach Hashem? Why do you have to go say four times Malach Hashem? The Medrash says, because there were different Malachim. There's a whole discussion, the whole fascinating Torah about this. Why for Malachim, what each one was telling you in addition to the other. But there were four. And Avram is 3, 2, 1, 0, that's the Musa Haskell. Let's go to the next Avart. Oh, Hamalach HaGoel is the Mikol Ra. Also, there's one mouth. Very good. Very good. Okay. We have to study Tanakh. Keep this in mind to study the number of Malachim. Okay, let's go to another Avart. Now, I want to tell you Avart now. Rabbi Sai, please. Too much. Okay, I want to tell you a var now. The var I'm telling you now is illegal.
What?
Illegal. If someone would say what I'm about to say, I would jump and say, Mechates, how can you say that? What gives you the right to say that? I would aggressively attack anyone that would say what I'm about to say to you now. The only difference is, I'm the one that's saying it, right? But what I'm saying now has to, I don't know if you can really say this, but I still feel there's something there. The question maybe, or there's something there, it bothers me that I want to get it off my chest. No mussar, just a vard and parasha. And it touches upon many things. The Malach says to Avraham and Sarah, in 1 year from now, you will have a child. The miracle. Hayipale me'ashem davar. Lamoyed Ashuv Elecha Koes Chaya Ulisara Be. Sarah says, what are you talking about? Batitzhaksa bikibolim achare viloisi, hoy achare viloisi, hoysali edna, vadoni zokain. I'm 89 years old. It's not possible. I don't have a period. It's not shaykh. And the Malach says, listen here, listen, in a year from now, you're going to have a baby. Takes the sundial, makes a mark on the wall, when the sun, whatever that means, the rays of the sun hit this spot, in exactly one calendar year, you mark your calendars, 1 year. How long does it take to have a baby? Does anyone know how long it takes to have a baby? Everyone ever calculate this man? Well, you don't have to know. You go to the Seder. Tisha, ani yodea. Tisha yarchei leida. Okay, that's how you know, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't know. You know, it takes 9 months. Let me say my piece. Let me. You ask after I finish. It takes 9 months to have a baby. Correct? Why a year? If the Malach here arrives on the scene, and Rashi here says, this day, a miracle happened, Sheparsanida. She rejuvenated. She became a young woman once again.
Yeah, but not immediately.
Well, not immediately. Yeah. It says on this day. On this day, the reason why they didn't serve bread, the Ekcha Pas Lechem. Where's the bread? It says he put in front of them the meat. Where's the bread? Oh, the meat, the bread is tame. Why is it tame? My wife's a Nida. She touched it. What? She's 90 years old, 89 years old. What are you talking about? She's a Nida. What kind of nonsense is this? No. She's a Nida. She's a Nida? In 7 days from now, Nida's only 7 days, okay?
You know, the
7 days, deraisa, before all the chumras, 7 days, she could get pregnant. And 9 months from now, minus a week, she'll have a baby. So why did the Malach...
12 months.
No, 9 months it takes to have a baby. It says in the Haggadah, Tisha Miyodea, Tisha Miyodea. So that's the question. So that's the question.
Because it's an easy answer. Because according, if you make the Cheshbon, she was a Nida 3 times, then she became pregnant.
Why 3 times?
But even the first time, 3 months.
What?
There's 12 months in a year.
Yeah.
Her first Nida was January 1st, but let's assume.
Okay.
The second one was February.
Why in the second one?
Why?
Because if she only had one nida, no one would believe. So one time, big deal.
No one knows that she's a nida. No one knows that she has a nida.
You don't go.
She nursed the babies. She nursed the babies at the party, the birthday party. She nursed all the babies. She had a baby. Everyone knows she had a baby. She was a mitzvah. She nursed all the kids. That's what it says in Rashi. Rashi says.
But that was after she had the kids.
So how else does she have a baby? What do you mean?
If she would have one period, then it could be a fluke. And he said, so she had Ezra Samarsha 3 months, and then she went to
the I'm not sure I really hear what you say, but let's work.
Well,
let's
become pregnant right away?
No, she didn't. It can't be. It can't be. It says in the pasuk, Lamoed Oshuv Elecha Ko'eis Chaya. Rashi, the Malach etched a line on the wall and said, in exactly 1 year from now, 12 months from now, you will give birth to a baby boy.
Right. What's the problem?
9 months before.
It only takes 9 months to have a baby.
When did she become pregnant?
So why could she not? Why the delay? If the Malach already is doing a miracle, if she's 89 years old, and you're already doing a miracle, do go all the way. What do I got to wait 3 months? Let's get the road, a show on the road.
Why does she have to ask?
You see that hunger?
What does she say?
There's nothing to ask.
You see that hunger had
baby right away. Look what he says. Hunger got pregnant right away.
Which is a miracle, but it's very rare. So the Avishan didn't want to make a miracle to a miracle.
Right, I'm asking, I don't know. You know, I.
So what's your illegal statement?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But first, the question though is not illegal. That's probably why I want to give it. That's the reason why my illegal answer is only being said because I think the question is a really good question. If I may say so myself. If it only takes 9 months in the Haggadah, no, it's very bizarre. Everyone, there's no really good answer for that. Tisha niyodea, tisha niyodea, tisha yachileda. So why don't we bring out all the biology books at the Seder, and we'll study biology. What? Tisha miyodea, tisha miyodea, tisha yachi later. You ever saw a really good answer? A lot of answers. But any answer really, I'm not answering that question now. I'm not coming to answer that question. It takes 9 months to have a baby. If the Malach comes and says to her, and she was paris nida hayoim, it only takes 9 months. So what's the delay of 3 months? Why is there a delay of 3 months? Why do you have to, what's the Yiddish expression, to tease the neshama? Why do you have to tease me?
She waited 9 years, so 3 more months.
That's right, don't wait another 3 months. That's right. You don't, when you do a chesed, you do it b'shlemus. I once saw a person, this past Sukkot, I saw a person do a chesed. There was a fellow who was working for someone. I was in the Sukkah. And it became apparent that this fellow, he needed something very important. He needed for his child something very important. He needed a certain device for what health reasons, whatever it was. And this fellow, he said, I'll get it for you. It was a lot of money. I was watching this. So he right away, he takes out his phone. I couldn't believe this. He takes out his phone. I didn't know how he could afford it. He takes his phone and he starts, okay, I'm getting it for you. And then it showed all the options of every time you buy something, you can upgrade. And he says, let's get the best. And then there was after the best, he got even the best of the best. Once I'm getting a few, we're gonna get the best of the best. And I was like, wow, that's how you do chesed. You do someone a chesed, so you can get, the cheap version, you get it cost $500. But you can upgrade all the upgrades for another $200. This guy, we're going to get it. So let's get the best of the best. And he pressed all the buttons. It'll be here tomorrow. Amazon Prime will be here tomorrow. Wow. That's amazing. You buy for yourself something. You buy the cheapest thing. You go, you try to cut corners. I don't want to spend another $10. If the Malach is doing, the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing you a chesed, you're 89 years old, and he's going to return your body to the body of a 20-year-old, so you have a baby, why do you have to wait in another 3 months to get the show on the road? In 9 months, you'll have a baby. Why does he have to make a line on the wall, not a moment before 12 months? I want you to wait 3 months. I want you to suffer. I want you to 3 months is a long time to suffer. It's a long time to wait. You have to wait. Go try to wait for a red light. You can lose your mind. You can imagine waiting 3 months to have a baby, to get pregnant. So I want to say in the legal answer, which I said before you were out, is if I heard someone say this, I would get up and I would say, how dare you say this? Where do you get the right to say such a thing? You can't say this. You have to have a rishon, a kadmon, to say such a thing.
You want us to say that?
Yes, I do. I don't want you to challenge. Rashi, in the middle of the parasha, makes a very elaborate cheshbon about, at the end of the whole story, about when he came to Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem, right before the Akedah. He makes a Rashi, goes long Rashi, he was there, Vayikra 26 years, but he was in Haran for 25 years. Rashi there in the Pasuk, you look at it later on, he calculates the age of Avraham Avinu, he was 75 years old at this point in time, and he spent 25 years here, 26 years here, he went here, he makes a whole long calculation. And in this very elaborate calculation, he says it with clarity. And in the middle, when Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha, mei aretzecha, umi moilatecha, umi beis avicha, elo aretz asher areka. I want you to go, and let me read you that Rashi. It's critical to what we're saying. It says over here, Shom eschol legoy gadol, v'kan i'ato zoich lebonim. Here, you're not going to have a child. You're not having a baby here in Haran. No way. You want to have a baby? You go to Eretz Yisrael to have a baby. That's where you have a baby. Kan iato zeichel lebanim. He goes, and in last week's parasha, all of a sudden, vayhi rohav ba'aretz. There was a famine. And what I'm saying now, only gets off the ground with the Ramban. The Ramban says that they don't teach children. They don't teach children. It's censored. And Ramban says, Avram, you go to Mitzrayim because there is a famine and you're starving to death? It's a chet gadol. The Ramban says what Avram did was a gefer lucha avera, a lack of emunah in the Ribbono shel Olam, just because there's a famine. I'm sending you on a mission to have banim, have a child, and you want to go take a detour because you don't have what to eat? What kind of maimon are you? The Ramban says this. I'm not saying this is the Ramban.
How long was your return? 3 months?
Rashi, 3 months.
That's a payback.
3 months. It's payback. Payback. I gave you a bracha to have a child. You were 75 years old here. 75 years old. It says in the Pasuk you were 75 years old. I'm giving you a bracha to have a child? And you're going? And you don't have what to eat, so you go and you deviate, you go to Egypt, not to Eretz Yisrael, and you stick it out for 3 months, and then you get back on track, and now finally the Malach says, okay, now your wife is going to be a Nida, she's going to become a 20-year-old. But guess what? Really, you should have the baby in 9 months. But because you deviated from my instructions to go to Egypt, the Ramban to the Chet Gadol for 3 months, you're going to have to wait now 3 months. Okay, could you say such a thing?
Yes.
If someone said this, I would say you can't say this. You need a reshoin to say something
Abraham
like this.
Abraham had to wait for a miracle?
What?
If it was a famine.
You can't say this.
What?
Abraham had to wait.
9 months.
He waited for 50 years.
Nine months. From the moment that the miracle goes into effect, you would assume it would take 9 months. Tisha miyodeya. Tisha. And because of this, now look at the system. We have this. When Avram went down to Mitzrayim, Maise Ovoy, let me explain, Rabbi Yosef, please. Maise Ovoy Simin Labanim. By going down to Mitzrayim, Chazal say that put into motion the fact that the entire Klal Yisrael went down into Egypt. And the whole going down into Egypt was a delay in the history of the coming of Mashiach, in the history of the Geula, the formation of Klal Yisrael. Delay. There's a Maisa of a similar Bonim. You delayed 3 months, so you're going to wait 3 months. And this whole We are waiting. What?
Not a
Maisa Avos, a Mida Keneged Mida. But then also it's a Maisa Avos similar bottom in the whole history of the world of bringing the Mashiach. The more we delay, the more we have to compensate. There's a Mida Keneged Mida. Okay, it's a Chiddush, I'm saying. This is a very big Chiddush. You have to really see if you're allowed to say such a thing.
Why was it a chet for Avram to go to Mitzrayim? Because if it was a famine, he didn't have food, he'd have to wait for miracles.
You're right. That's why they don't teach us the children. That's why this Ramban is censored.
What? No, he says lack of bitachon.
Right.
I read the Ramban.
You don't want
bitachon means someone's going to deliver mon to you?
No, what is Hashem is going to
deliver. On his exalted level of spirituality, Avraham was the Rosh Hamaninim. We don't understand. That's why this Ramban is not for public consumption. That's why this Ramban is not for everyone. It's on Avraham Avinu's level, exalted level of spirituality. The Ramban learns that going to Egypt was an Avera. That's what he says. I'm not making this up.
No, I read it. It's true.
It's not. It's a famous Ramban. A famous Ramban which everyone struggles with. And what I'm saying now only begins with the Ramban. The Ramban says there was a chait. How long was the chait for? 3 months. Rashi, lech lecha. Kan I ata zoiche labanim. Lech lecha was a bracha to have a child. You don't want to have a child. You want to go to Egypt for 3 months. So now when the Malach finally comes to you and says, now's his man, when your wife is a Nida, you're going to have to wait 3 months for her to become pregnant. When really it should have happened immediately. And 3 months is a long time to wait. Okay, let's go to another Vart.
That was a great Vart, by the way. That was illegal.
I guarantee you'll say this over in shul to someone. They're going to be very disturbed.
No, but the premise, you're right. The Ramban.
Yes, I'm saying it. I don't feel disturbed saying it. But it's not all that pleasant what I just said. You think about it. It requires. Okay.
How do you know he stayed in Mitzrayim only 3 months?
Rashi says it. Rashi explicitly.
And then he goes back to Israel.
Read the Rashi. Yes. Rashi explicitly says 3 months. At the end of the parasha, right before the Akedah, I wouldn't say this, I wouldn't make up the number 3 months. Rashi, and explicit Rashi, I'm thinking about running out of time. You have to look at the Rashi right before the Akedah. Okay, let's go to another idea. Avinu this week teaches us how to daven. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to have time to go through a lot of Yisoidais in this very long, elaborate prayer that he says to Hashem to save the people of Sodom. It's jam-packed with incredible chidushim in the koyach of davening, of how to daven, the rules of davening. Avraham Avinu was mechadesh, unbelievable, you say this. All right, fine, not for now. But at the end of the day, it was a magnificent failure. He got out of his tefillah at face value, zero. You want to say that in the schus of his tefillah, Lot was saved? So I saw in one of the mefarshim, you can't even say that. Because there are three malachim that came to Avraham Avinu before he began to pray. And one of those malachim was
to save Lot.
So Lot was meant to be saved even before Avraham began to daven. So tell me, what did Avraham Avinu accomplish practically speaking? I'm not talking about Ludoirais and the Yesoidais. Let's not be so religious now. Let's just talk tachlis. What did Avraham Avinu accomplish with this very, it's a whole column in the Torah, a whole column. What did he accomplish with this long, elaborate tefillah? Zero. It was an abysmal failure. That's what it was. Hashem, hinei noho alti ledaber, I'm not worthy to daven before you. Are there 50 tzaddikim? It's not right. A tzaddik should be like the Rasha. It's not your way. 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, the ganze mice, the whole 9 yards.
Why don't you go back and ask
please let me say my piece. Please. What did Avraham Avinu accomplish at the end of the day? Nothing. Now, if it was me, I would throw in the towel. That's it. It's very depressing. You work, and you get out of it nothing. maybe it's time to find a different job. You're in the wrong line of work. If you cannot make a parnasa as a computer programmer, try to become a rabbi. If you can't make a parnasa as a rabbi, Rabbi Rabbi Kefet always says, become an undertaker. Rabbi Kefet. It's a much better, because undertaker is called? Under what? Okay, a funeral director, because they don't talk back. Balabatim talk back to you. If you work with a funeral director, the dead don't talk back to you. It's a much better job. In any event, what is going on over here? Mr. Rappaport, please. What he accomplished nothing. So I would throw in the towel. The average person would throw in the towel. Okay, what happens? All right, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't really say very much. The next day he gets up, and the mokoyim, you want someone learning, every he looks, stone was destroyed. Then he carries on, and we have the story with Avimelech. He goes on his travels, he comes to Avimelech. Avimelech takes his wife, and his family is smitten with all of these diseases. He then discovers that it's really the wife of Avraham Avinu. He gives her back, v'chulu v'chulu, and he says, pray for me. You want me to pray for you? You got the wrong guy. I gave that up long ago. I devoted my life to prayer. And the result is? Zero. Zero, zero, zero. My long, whole column in the Torah. The Danza column, and I got out of that. Not even one person was saved in my because of my prayer. You want me to pray for you? You got to be joking. You got to be joking. I'm going to pray for you. What happens? What does it say in the pasuk right before it says? Right before Sarah becomes pregnant? It says, let me turn to the page. Give me please one moment. Okay, it says over here, Ulasara Amar Avimelech Hinei Nosati Elef Kesef Liochich. Hine hu loch kisto se naim l'cholasher itoch v'is kol v'noichokas. And then it says, Vayispalel Avraham el hoelokim. He davens. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. After all that, after being such a failure, try again. And here it worked. It worked. Vayirpa Elohim es Avimelech, v'es ishtoi v'yam hoysa v'yeledu. Chazal said, this tefillah is in the zechus kol ha-mispalel b'ad chaveru v'hu tzorech l'oysa davar hu nenetzchila. Because over here, they couldn't give birth because of what happened to them. What's the and then v'Hashem pokad es Sarah. By the way, that's the letting for Rosh Hashanah. The Yom HaTfilah. What's the pshat? All of a sudden now he has a child? This is where Avraham Avinu showed he really believes in the Koyach HaTfilah. After you fail, a magnificent failure, and you're still willing, there's an ace sorrow? Let's daven, l'shem shamayim, l'shem shim, but you failed. Listen, I failed then, maybe now I'll be successful. This is a lesson of Avraham Avinu.
It wasn't his tefillah.
The Pasuk says explicitly it was his tefillah. Vayispalel Avraham el Elohim. Vayirpa Elohim es Avimelech. The Pshuta Shalom Mikra is that it was Avraham's tefillah that brought about this healing. That's the Pshut Shalmik, the same Pasuk. That's the Pasuk Pshat. You can't say that it was not his tefillah that brought about this healing. This is the lesson that we learn from Avraham Avinu. He's the Rosh HaMaminim. Just because you devoted your life to davening for something and it didn't work, to still believe in the Koyach HaTefillah, that is what brought him the Yeshua. That is what this new tefillah was. What brought a Yeshua for even he himself. Okay, let's go to another vart. Okay, next idea. Yitzchak. Okay, this idea is an interesting idea. This idea is another idea. In this week's parasha, we have the word tzchoik multiple times. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference? I saw this one of the commentators. Now, I'm not in any way a bucky in grammar, Hebrew grammar, but we do know. You don't have to be a bucky in grammar to know that in Hebrew, many times you have one word. We've said this over many, many times. We've discussed this topic many times. You take one word and you manipulate the vowels of the same word. It totally changes the word mikotze elakotze. The classic example is always given is yiskol yisokel. Yiskol means to throw stones. Yisokel means to remove the stones. Yishrosh yisharesh. That's really the best example. Yishrosh. What's yishrosh? To take root. You take a plant, a seed, you put it in the ground, yishrosh. You want it to take root. And then there's the same exact letters, yisharesh, to uproot. Right. Are you talking? The same exact letters can mean two completely opposite things. Yishrosh, yisharesh, yiskol, yisokel. There's a whole collection of them, whole long collection of these words. Yeah, that's the nature of the Hebrew language. You take one shoresh, and when you manipulate its vowels, or you manipulate not just the vowels, you manipulate the word, it goes mikotze el hakotze. Okay, now, why? Now the question over here is why was he named Yitzchak? What's the reason why Avraham Avinu named his child Yitzchak? So the assumption is Sarah laughed. She laughed. She was happy. Yitzchak means, what does it mean, Yitzchak? In the future, he will laugh. Avraham was happy. Sarah was happy. Tzuchoik osali alokim. Kol hashomea yitzchakli. Everyone is happy. It's a wonderful news event. It's a wonderful event in this world that Yitzchak was born. It means happiness. Okay, that is the pshuto shel mikra. Tzichoik osali alokim. Hashem made me happy. Kol hashomea, anyone that hears this magnificent news, yitzchakli, will rejoice, will be happy together with me. Happiness. Okay, that's the pshuto shel mikra beyond question. I want to present to you a drush. In this week's parasha, the word tzichoik is presented multiple times. Okay, in fact, four times. And if we look very carefully, you'll notice the way it's used each one of the four times has a different flavor, a different connotation. The first time is the beginning of the parasha when the Malach comes and says to Avraham and Sarah, you can have a child. And Sarah, by Tizchak Sarah Bikirba Lemar. Acharei veloisi hoisali edna v'adoni zokein. What is the connotation, the flavor of the word Vatitzchak Sara Vikir Balemar? Despair. Let's try to look at Sari Menu. Forget about the literal translation at this moment. Let's look at the Sara. Sara, forget about what the exact words. Come on. I'm 89 years old. What are you telling me nonsense? Well, you don't believe Hashem can do it? Of course Hashem can do it. Hashem created the world. Hashem can do whatever he wants. But he's not going to do for me a miracle. Okay? I'm not that type of stuff. That Hashem, I don't deserve it. There's a degree of depression. No? There's a degree of depression here. There's a degree of... Hold up. Let me say, please. Listen to it. Vatitzchak Sara Vikirbal Acharei Veloisi Hoisali Edna. I'm an old woman. Come on, what are you talking about? Can Hashem do it? I have a moon or Hashem can do it. But you know, leave me alone. There's a sadness. There's a despair. There's a yeyush. I know skepticism is exactly the right word. Okay, but there's a certain flavor. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next one. The next one is when Lot tries to convince his son-in-laws, come, you know, this city is going to be nuked. They have nukes in North Korea, Russia. Do you know that tomorrow, when this is not going to exist, there's one helicopter to take us out of here? Come, get in the helicopter. What is the connotation? Impossible. You're telling me, it's not a matter, we're not deserving, we're depressed. We're not depressed. We're very successful. We're happy. We have a fortune. We have a business here. Nonsense. This cannot, they're not denying the reality. If they want to press the buttons, then you're right. If they'll press the buttons, then we'll be nuked. But they're not pressing the buttons. Don't tell me, Bubba Mises. No one's pressing any buttons tomorrow. You're a liar. It's not going to happen. It's very different than depression and despair. Now, let's now go to the birth of Sarah. The birth of Yitzchak. Psichoik osali Elokim. Let's read the words very little. The Ribbono Shel Olam is making a joke out of me. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is Hashem gave me happiness. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. He made me happy. But if you read it more literally, it means Hashem is laughing. Hashem is mocking me. Tzichoik Osali Elokim. I'm a big joke. In Shemayim, they're watching the show and they're laughing. They say, I told you so. You thought it was impossible? I told you so. They're having a good laugh in heaven. In heaven, they're all watching the show. They're eating popcorn. The joke's on you. We know the whole big picture. We're playing with you. Look at that. You thought it couldn't happen. We know. We knew from the beginning, Soif, Mais, and we knew how it would all play out. And we're now having pleasure watching how our plan came to fruition, even though you were totally in the dark. That's very different than the other two uses of the word tzichoik.
It's a positive way.
Yes. It is positive. It is positive, but it's also like, it's positive, but it's mocking us in a certain way.
Yes.
You thought this couldn't happen? Ha ha ha, look, it did happen. It did happen.
But it's positive.
It's positive, okay, fine, it's positive. And then, that's tzichoik osli elokim. Then, kol hashoimea yitzachakli. What's the connotation yitzachakli? They're like astonished. What? Sarah, 89-year-old old lady, sits there in shul from the senior citizen center downstairs. She had a baby, 90 years old. Astonishment. They're happy. They're happy for her. The word tzichoik is always, it's all that, but like, astonishment. Four uses of the word tzichoik, each one has a different flavor. A different flavor to it. Along comes the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avraham and Sarah, and they say, we're going to name the baby Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born in a world, there's one more tzichoik. There's one more tzichoik, one more Yishmael. This one's parasha number five, very, very important. Sarah, this week's parasha, number five, that she saw Yishmael was mitzachik. What does it mean over there, mitzachik? One of the interpretations is, me'avimelech nis'abra Sarah. In denial. He was in denial of the mitzis, of the reality. He said it's a lie. It's an outright lie. Sarah did not become pregnant from Avram, it's an outright lie. Denial. Five uses of the word tzichoi. One more time. One is depression, despair. What's the other one?
Avram himself.
No, that's the same one as Sarah. That's all referring back to that. Titzchak, Sarah, Vikir Balima, all the uses there are referring back to what Sarah did. It's all the same. Okay, let's leave it with five is enough for now. Number one is this depression. I'm not royal lekach. I don't deserve it. Number two is impossible. Hashem's not going to destroy the world. I'm not depressed. it just, and it can happen. I'm not denying the reality. It can happen. It can happen if I, but it's not gonna, it's not gonna happen. It's a fact. It's not gonna happen. Number three was told you so. I told you so. You thought it couldn't happen. You see, it could happen. It's like, oh, you see, it couldn't be. It really could be. Then is astonishment. And then this outright denial of the reality, lies. Yitzchak Avinu, a child, was born, and all these are major world events. And this is not just events, this is the environment. This is the climate of society. Yitzchak was born in this environment. He was born in a world of depression. Born in a world of denial of reality. People just don't want to believe. They don't believe the reality. Don't confuse me with the facts. Born in a world where people are astonished if anything good could ever happen. People don't believe anything could happen, period. Forget about being astonished. They don't even believe anything could happen altogether. He was born in such a world, in such a climate. What kind of hope is there for a child being born in a world where everything is so negative? Everything is working against you to prevent you from succeeding. Every time you take a word and you manipulate its vowels, it's the opposite. When they gave him the name Yitzchak, they were saying to this child, "You, my child, you're born in this ugly world, this the world where everything is was up against you. We give you the blessing to overcome the tzchoik of this world. You should be a person that should never be depressed, should never think, oh, I don't deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve to succeed. You should live in a world where you makir the MS. Not like Avimel, not like Yishmael. I know the MS. Don't live in a world of make-believe. I know what the MS is. You should live in a world where you shouldn't be astonished. If you work, you will achieve. That's right. Nothing is impossible. Don't live in a world like Vahivev Kimit Sachek. It's never going to happen. It is going to happen. They named him Yitzchak because the word Yitzchak, the vowels are different than Kim Tzachek, Tzachek, Tzachek Asali Elohim, Vatitzchak. It's the future, but it's also a manipulation of the word to go mikotze el hakotze. Just like yishrosh, yishareish, child, you're born in a world, everything is working against you. There's five dimensions of tzachoik, five flavors of tzachoik. Each flavor of tzachoik is not positive. There's an element that's not healthy about these five elements of tzachoik. You, my child, it is our bracha, our goal to overcome this, to overcome and to go against this tzachoik. Recognize the emes. Recognize, don't be depressed. Be strong. Recognize anything that can happen will happen. Recognize that miracles will happen. Don't be astonished. Don't be how could a miracle happen? That's right, miracles can happen. And don't be, I told you so, don't be from the receiving end is I never thought it could happen and now the joke's on me. The joke shouldn't be on you. You should recognize, indeed, these things can happen. It was a blessing to a child born in a dark world. Yes, the impossible will happen, the impossible can happen. Nothing is beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And okay.
You used to say, "Tzochek mishi tzochek acharon."
Yeah, the one who laughs, laughs, laughs less. Okay. Now we learned. Okay, we learned this morning. We learned the basic of Hatsnei Aleches. Mo Hashem lo hichdarish meimach, ki masois mishpat, asois chesed, asois was supposed to ki masois. Mishpat va'ahavas chesed v'hatznei leches imulokecha. It's an incredible hashkocha pratis that this pasuk we are zoicha to learn this week against the backdrop of this parsha. Why do I say that? In this week's parasha, we learn about Avraham Avinu. What does he say? What does Hashem say about Avraham Avinu when he reveals to him that he's going to destroy Sodom? I can't just destroy Sodom without telling Avraham Avinu. Ki yedatif. I know him. He's my man. What does the pasuk say here? Ki yedatif leman asher yitzave es bonov v'es beisoy achara v'shamru derech Hashem lasois tzedakah u'mishpat. Okay, that's already two out of the three. Ma toiv le'adam. We learned today this morning. Ki em asois mishpat v'ahavas chesed. Chesed is tzedakah. Okay, chesed is tzedakah. That's right, tzedakah. V'hatznei aleches. How does the Targum translate the word hatznei aleches? Yira shemayim. You go in the way of Hashem. B'dechilu, the Targum translates hatznei aleches is to be a yorei shemayim. Dovar hamosur l'liboy shel adam ne'mar bo v'yoreisam elokecha. What was the hakdama to these psukim? What was the hakdama? Does Hashem want from you 1,000 oilois? Does Hashem want from you human sacrifice? No. Hashem wants l'man yidativ. He wants shamu derech Hashem tzedakah u'mishpat hatznei aleches. Rashi here says something amazing and opens up, connects the pasuk in an amazing way. Rashi here says, right before the Akedah, what is the connection between the Akedah Vayehi achar ha-devarim ho'ele at the very end of Parsha Asvayera? Achar ha-devarim, achar what? Vayehi achar ha-devarim, let me just turn to the page. Rashi, let me read the words. Okay, pasuk Aleph, Perek Chav, Beis. Achar yesh merabaseinu oimrim achar dvarav shel satan. Shohoye mekatreg, the oimer. Mikol su'uda she'osa Avraham loy hikriv lefonecha par echad oy ayil echad. He didn't even give you one carbon. Not even one carbon. So Hashem says, he would give his own child for me. Avraham didn't give Hashem one animal sacrifice. Hashem said to the Satan, you know, he would give his own child. At the end of the day, did he give his own child? No. What did Hashem say? I don't want your child. But ki ato yodati ki yirei Elokim ato. What's the sequence of the psukim that we learned today? This psukim we learned in Micha. Does Hashem want korbanos? Does Hashem want human sacrifices? No. Hashem wants mishpat, tzedakah, and yirah shamayim. The Satan said, Ribbono Shel Olam, he didn't give you any sacrifices. Hashem says, you know what? I don't want the sacrifices. That's right. I don't need the sacrifices. Human sacrifices, he would give me, but I don't want them either. Because I told him, Al tishlach yaducha el hanar. What do I want? I want what it says about Avraham Avinu. Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav es bonov achav lishmur derech Hashem la'asoy tzedok u'mishpat. Ki ato yodati ki yirei Elokim ato. Targum hatznei alechasim ulokecha, to go with Hashem with yirah shamayim. So in other words, the whole psuk, these psukim that we've been reading, these last three psukim that we've been reading this whole week in Micha, exactly parallels the life of Avraham Avinu, where the son was mekatrek. He didn't give you korbanos. Hashem says, I don't need his korbanos. I don't even need his human sacrifices. What I want from man is yirah shamayim, and I want tzedakah u'mishpat. Exactly, it summarizes the story of Avraham Avinu. Okay, next, some short, very long, I think very, very chavav to me. I saw this, these are new to me. This is a very famous Varta. This Varta really, really takes it to a new level. When it says over here in the parasha over here about Avram goes to the Akedah, he takes with him the Shnei Ne'oravimo, his two young men. Vayikach, he takes a Shnei Ne'orav Itoy. So I think it's the Baal Shem Tov, if I'm not mistaken. What does it mean, Chasidus Shavar? The real Chasidus Shnei means the years. Ne'orav is youth. Where did Avraham Avinu get the koyach? 136 years old, 137 years old. He's 137 years old. Where does he have the koyach to go bring his child as a sacrifice? He took the Shnei Ne'orav, his young years. He went, he brought back, because when he was a young man, he worked on himself, he was able to draw from his youth, the memory of his avoid in his youth. Okay, that's a beautiful verse from the Baal Shem Tov. But I saw yesterday, go a step weiter, at the end of the Akedah, there's an incredible verse. At the end of the Akedah, it says when he finished the whole Akedah, Vayoshev Avraham, after it was all over, he returns, Vayoshev Avraham el Ne'orav. He goes back to his young men, to Eliezer and Yishmael. Why doesn't it say here, Vayoshev Avraham el Shnei Ne'orav? The same way it says, Vayikach, he takes a Shnei Ne'orav itoy. So it should say at the end of the story, Vayoshev Avraham el Ne'orav. Why does it leave out the word Shnei? So, Pshat, I don't know. You have to figure out on your own the Pshat. I'm only here to tell you a Chasim Shavar. The beginning was when Avraham Avinu, he did the Akedah. You know, he was an old man. He was an old, that's what he really was. An old, broken man. How did he do this? He went and he relived his youth. As he brought up the memories of his younger years, the Shnei Ne'orav. And he did the Akedah. And through doing that, reliving his youth, you know what happened at the end? He became young. When you think young, you are young. After he brought up the Shnei Ne'orav to do the Akedah, when it was over, Hitaka returned to being a young man. Vayoshev Avraham El Ne'orav. He was an 18-year-old man. After the Akedah, he was no longer an old man. He became young again. He had to take from the youth to do, when he did it, he was still an old man, but he was using the koyach of his youth. But then it wasn't just the koyach of his youth, it transformed him and it made him young once again. This Zvar, I saw this Zvar, he makes it stushtel to the other way around. It says in the pasuk, Nimshol ka behemois nidmu. So it's a pasuk, we say this, but Nimshol, what does it mean? When a person misbehaves, a person has a tzaddik, you misbehave, so you're nimshal like an animal. You're not an animal, you're a chashuv person. You're nimshal, but you misbehave, so but if you keep on misbehaving, nidmu, you become compared to an animal. You are an animal. You start off as a muscle to an animal. You're a human being, but you're behaving so like you're like an animal. But nidmu, after you keep on going down this path, you become an animal. It's the opposite. Vayikach Avraham es Shnei Ne'orav. And the end is Vayoshev Avraham El Ne'orav. He brought out the koichos of his youth, it transformed him, and made him into a young man. Last vart, very short last vart, this is a very choshev vart. It says at the very end, Vayoshev Avraham El Ne'orav, Vayokumu. They all got up. Vayelchu Yachlev El Be'er Shava. Chazal always darshan vayakumu as an expression of stature, greatness. Yokom hasodeh, until now it was the property of a hedyot, now it became the property of a melech. Who are these people here? Who are the people over here? Eliezer and Yishmael. Shavu lochem poi imachamar. Am hadoymel lachamar. You're dealing with donkeys. Donkeys. And now, all of a sudden, when the Akedah is over, Yakumu, everyone is Yakumu. You know what the Musa Haskell is, and it's so true. After the Akedah, Avraham was so elevated. When you become elevated, you bring up with you everyone in your surrounding. You could have people, Shacha people, and when you have a dignified leader, a dignified, you're part of something chashuv, it just elevates everyone. The whole seviv is elevated. And if you go and you hang out with garbage, you become garbage. Here, before the Akedah, no. Vayil, shuvu lecham peyem achamar. You're a bunch of donkeys. Avraham Avinu was very choshev. After the Akedah, Avraham Avinu became a new man. He became a new person. He became a new person! The donkeys, they became choshev. When Klal Yisrael is choshev, it brings up with them the whole world. The whole seviva, the whole environment changes when you act and live with a degree of dignity. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Oh my.